Efsha. You can't learn a case that's Efsha, Mishi Efsha. In other words, it's Rashi, Dila Ibra, Chava Lehevin Akev Achriti. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu first created the world, he had to curate the Zachar and the Nekeva. He had to curate Chava. Because otherwise they couldn't have children. But maybe, Lamaist afterwards, if you have two boys, you're the kind of the mitzvah. Aye, how would they get married? There are a lot of ladies, a lot of girls in the world. So now that the world is in existence already, could like Beshamiel's, the mitzvah is two boys. But Hashem first created the world, treat to them how to be a Zachar and a Nekeva.
All right, turn over.
But Yomaru Beisilu Nami Lilfo Mimosha. Why doesn't Beisilu also enough for Moshe Rabbeinu that no, you have to have two boys. It's not enough just to have a boy and a girl. Amri Loch, so Beisilu holds Moshe Midaiti Udiyovit. Moshe did it from his own das. So Rashi that means Mishum Shechina. He also Lashar Kulod of Masas Kain. Is that that Moshe stayed away from his wife and that according to Beisilu, Moshe Rabbeinu was not in the kind of the mitzvah for Revu? He did it because of the Shechina, because of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's sake. He didn't do it because of himself. So if we can't bring any proof for Moshe Rabbeinu. And in other words, really we hold like Beis Hillel that the mitzvah is to have a boy and a girl. I, Moshe Rabbeinu stopped after he had two boys. That was Mishrum the Shechina. He stopped, like we'll soon see. The Tanya we learned. Shloisha Dvarim also Moshe Midaitai. There are three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did machem his own das, by himself. But for his kimu daitul das amakam, he was mechaven. He agreed to Hakadosh Baruch Hu's das. In other words, Hakadosh Baruch Hu agreed to what he's doing. What are the three things? Pirish minoisha. He stopped living with his wife. V'shibur haluchas. He broke the first luchas. V'hoisiv yemechot. He added another day by Kabbalah Satorah instead of being vav sivin. He made Kabbalah Satorah first as Zion sivin. Shrash Yosef Yemechot will soon see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amaloi V'kidashtem Ayayin Anochor V'omar Hayinachaynam L'shloishes Yomim. Rosh Rabbeinu added another day, not the sixth B'Sivin, but the seventh day B'Sivin. Now, Tirish Manisha, Rosh Rabbeinu stayed away from his wife. What does that mean? My Dorish, what did he dash and what did he do this for? Omar, he said like this, Ma Yisrael, Ma Duklal Yisrael, Shalai Dibru Imayim Shechina. Ela lefisho that Kodesh Baruch Hu b'shas matan Torah and Hasinai. When Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah and gave the Luchas, gave the Torah and Hasinai, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was talking with Klal Yisrael only for that short time. The kavulem zman, and he made a special time when he's going to talk, when he's going to be with them. Torah says atikshu alisha that the whole Klal Yisrael had a mitzvah to stay away from their wife the 3 days beforehand to be tor in order to mekabel the Torah to still be with Hashem is ani mi Moshe Rabbeinu shem yuchod ledibor b'chol shor that I'm always ready to talk to Hashem. Hashem always comes to me b'chol shor v'shur any time. I don't have any special time when he's going to come to me. If Allah has come of a come, isn't it for sure that I have to be perish away from my wife to be tor and to be ready to talk to Hashem? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu had the right to stay away from his wife. Like, I don't know when Hashem is going to come talk to me. So I can't just stay away from my wife 1 day before. So if I don't know when, I always have to stay away from my wife. Now, what's the Raya Hashem was maskim? Shneim and the pasuk says, "Leich emolehem, shugu lachem liyolechem." That what the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe, tell Klal Yisrael, if the Har Sinai, they're allowed to go back to their wives. Shrashi lolechem to the tents means on the sheichem. Klal Yisrael is allowed to go back and live with their wives. The ato, but you, Moshe Rabbeinu, poi amoydi modi, you have to stay here with me. So Melo, that's the right that Hashem was masking that Moshe should stay away from his wife. That's why they still hold that even though Moshe was not making the mitzvah to Revu, but he did it because that was the rotzon of Hashem. But the next thing that he did was Shibur Es HaLuchas. Moshe made it when he came down from Asina, he broke the Shtei Luchas. My Dorish, what did Moshe do with what did he dashin? Said like this. Omar, he said, Oma Pesach, Ma Dr. Korban Pesach, Shuechod Mishesh Meyos V'Sholosh Asorah Mitzvahs. It's one of the Tariag Mitzvahs. The Torah says, Kol ben Necher lo yecha boi. Whoever is a ben Necher. A ben Necher means here like he's went away from Hashem. He's like an apikoris. He's a kosher of the Torah. He doesn't do the mitzvahs. So Madach ben Necho, the Torah says, cannot eat the Korban Pesach, is Yochaboy is a Torah kula. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu now wants to give the whole Torah, not only one mitzvah. The Yisrael Mumrim, and Christ was a Mumma that was being Isaac in the Chet of the Egel, the Mumma that had been Kleifer and Hashem, that was over the Avodah Zorah, is a Lachas Kam of a Kam, isn't it for sure that they do not deserve to have the Torah? His Madach, this one mitzvah of Korban Pesach we don't give to a Ben Necho, to an Apikoris, so I've added the whole Klai Yisrael now, that was a mumor at B'shas Diego, does not deserve to have the Torah. The Eskimo died L'das HaMokom, because Baruch was masking to him. The Pesach says, Asher Shibarto, that he broke it. The Yomer Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish says, Omele HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Yasher Kechacho Shibarto. You get a Yasher Koyach, it's very good what you did that you broke the Luchas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking, Klai Yisrael did not deserve to have the Luchas. Right, so the third thing that Moshe Rabbeinu did was Hoisif Yemechad Midaitai. Moshe Rabbeinu added another day to the time of Matan Torah. My Dorish, what did he dash in? The Pesach says, V'kidashtem Hayoyim Umochor. Said what? You have to prepare yourself today and tomorrow. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to tell Klai Yisrael. This would have been just the fifth and the sixth day, and the Torah was supposed to be given on the sixth day. So Moshe Rabbeinu dash in Hayoyim Kimochor. Today has to be just like tomorrow. What does that mean? Ma mocha, just like tomorrow, is a complete 24-hour period. Lelo imai, you're going to have the night time and the daytime, is af hayoim. When Hashem said today also means, lelo imai, means the night has to be with today. V'laylo deidno nofakle. And the layla passed away. Like HaShadosh Baruch Hu told to Moshe in the daytime. And he said, hayoim mocha, today and tomorrow. So just like tomorrow means a night time and a daytime, when he said Hayyim, today also means a day of a night and a day. So Mela, what does that mean? Shema Mina Tre Yoimei Levar Meyidna. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu means to say that there should be 2 days excluding today. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu pushed off the Matan Torah another day to make it Zion B'Sivan. And it says, V'eskimoi dait l'das ha-mokam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the proof? Well, that was the Metzius.
D'loisharya Shechina ad Shifta. HaKadosh Baruch Hu first saw the Shechina on Har Sinai on Shabbos, the seventh day.
That's the right that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to Moshe Rabbeinu. Tanya, that's the original Shaila. Rabbi Nosson Noimer, Be'shama Yerimrim, Shnei Zechor, Meshnei Nekevus. Rabbi Nosson is a little bit different than Beishamai. They're not just 2 zechorim is enough, 2 boys, but you have to have 2 boys and 2 girls. That's Beishamai Shita. Ubeisiloimim, Beisiloshita is no zochor in a keva. It's enough to have a zochor in a keva, that's enough. And that's what we pass in Alocha. Omar Yafuna, my time with Rabbi Nosson, what's Rabbi Nosson's time? How come he holds according to Beishamai? You have to have 2 boys and 2 girls. Over Beisilo, zochor in a keva, Beisilo, it's enough just a zochor in a keva. Omar Yafuna. No. Amar Rav Huna, in my time with Rav Nosson, Ali b'de Beishamai, what's Beishamai shita to have 2 and 2? Tichsir, the Pesach says, Va'toysev lo ledes es ochiv, es hevel. So it says what? That they had another brother, hevel. Hevel v'yachoysoi. That means, we dashen, yes means hevel and his sister. Kayin v'yachoysoi, kayin v'yachoysoi. Tichsir, the Pesach says, Kishosli l'kim zerachar, tachas hevel, kihorgo kayin. That since they killed Cain, that's why I got back another. Since Cain killed Hevel, that's why I got another son. So Rashi says what? As Cain as Hevel, es and Rebuin. It says 2 times es here extra. Loima nekeva sayu imoyim. Then when they were both born, Hevel and Cain, there were 2 daughters. Each one had a sister. So that was the key of the mitzvah for Revu to have 2 boys and 2 girls. Kishosli zerach atachas hevel. Alma, what do we see? Tashlumim boy. That the Meister, when Hevel was killed, so Adam had to have another son in order to have the mitzvah puravu. That's why he had to have another son. For loisagib loischorm, it wasn't enough to have without 2 zchorm or 2 nekevus. So mashma, that's the mitzvah to have 2 zchorm and 2 nekevus. Therefore, when Cain killed Hevel, there was a mitzvah Adam had to have another son in order to always have 2 sons and 2 girls.
Yeah.
For Rabbanu, what does Rabbanu hold? Edu yodu komoidis. We just thought he was like thanking Hashem, not that he had to do it the same mitzvah, But Aduya Kamara doesn't sound like thanking Hashem like he wanted about his own to have another son. But not that he had needed it for the mitzvah. Right, the Tanya needed one another price like this. Rabbi Nosson Neimer, Beishama Yermwim, Zocher and Akeva. Even Beishama says this. All you need is just a Zocher and a Akeva. Well, Beisil Yermwim, Oy Zocher and Akeva. Beisil even make even one. Any child you have, you make the mitzvah. Oh, my Rava, my time with Rav Nosson, what time Rav Nosson like this? I'll leave with the Beis Hillel, that holds is enough just one. Shenamah, the Pasuk says, Loitoyu Baroyu, Hashem didn't create this world to be empty. Lo Sheves Yitzar Hashem created the people to live in it. Vo'ovid lo Sheves, and even if you only have one child, Lamaisa, that's called Sheves. You created the world to have something to be in. That's also the mitzvah just with one child. Itmar, we're not like this. But the Maestro Locha we hold is that the mitzvah is a boy and a girl. That's the mitzvah. Vayit Itma. Hoyu loy bonim b'yoysoy ovikachovim. Let's say a guy had children. Finisgayir, and then he became a Jew. He was a Nisgayir. So Rabbi Yechonon Omar Kayim Puravu. He's Mekayim the mitzvah. If I said that his two sons are also Nisgayir, so the Maestro, he has now two Jewish sons. He's Mekayim the mitzvah. He has the mitzvah Puravu. For Eshlokesh Shomar, no, Loikayim Puravu. He's not Mekayim the mitzvah. He didn't have children after he became a Jew. He's not Mekayim the mitzvah. Rabbi Yechonon Omar Kayim Puravu, to a heavy light, Lamaisi has children right now. He's a Jew, his kids are Jews, they're his children. He's Mekayim the mitzvah. For Eshlokesh Shomar, Loikayim Puravu. Why not? Because the klal is Ger Shenizgayer Kekotin Shenelodomi. If you have a Ger, a guy that becomes a Jew, he's considered like his firstborn now. So Maisa, the children you had before, are not considered your children. They're considered like you're just born right now, they're not your children. This is Machlokes of Yechon and Meshlokes, they go according to their own time. The Yitma would learn like this. If a guy had a children when he was a guy, when he was a guy, and now he became a Jew, there's no din of a Bechor now. Why? To a heavenly Reish Yisoynoi. In other words, when the guy is Mizgayer and he gets married now and he has more children, the first child he has is not called his Bechor. It's not called a Bechor. So Rashi says, Ein lo Bechor nachlo, ben Bechor sheyodod loy mishizgayer, ein loy nartal pishnayim. If he has a child now, he after becomes a Jew, it's not called his Bechor. Why? Because he already had a child before already. For Eshloka Shoma no, yesh loy Bechor nachlo. The first child he has now is called his Bechor. Why? Because like he holds, Ger Shem is Gaya Kukonchanela Dummy. A Ger that's Mizgaya is called like a cotton. So therefore, the children he had before are not his children. So now he's like firstborn himself now. So the first child he has now, that's called his Bechor. So Mor says of Tzricha, we need both Machlokes and Beisham and Beisilo. Di Yashmina Bu Kamaisa Bashala Puravu. Vi Kamari Abiyech Namishom Di Mikora Nami Bnei Puravuninu. The reason why this guy, when he had children, when he was a guy, it's called his Mekayim the Mitzvah, because even when he was a guy, it was also Shaykh to have Puravu. Rashi says, B'nai Noyach is B'nai Puravu Ninu. They also have the Tzivu to have children. So even when he was a guy, he did the Mitzvah Puravu, so therefore now that he's Mizgayer, and they were Mizgayer, also, they consider his children, he's Mekayim the Mitzvah. But maybe Rabbi Yechonon will agree. The Gaya Tanachlo, since the Goyish children, when they were Goyim, don't have a Dinachlo, there's no Din Yerusha by a Goy. Maybe Rabbi Yechonon will agree to Rash Lakish. Kamashmala, no. That Rabbi Yechonon, even for Bechor, also, even for Hilchos Bechor, Lamaisa, he already had a child. So the first child they had after, when he's Mizgayir, is not called the Bechor. Now, the Yitma Bechor, we only said the Machloikis in this case by Puravu, but all come Rash Lakish. Maybe over here Rash Lakish says, Gersh Nizgayir Konshin Odomi. Ava Behiye Mardel Rabbi Yechonon Tzricha. If it only would have said the Machlokes by a Bechor, maybe only by a Bechor, Rash Lakish says, he's not considered the first one now is called the Bechor. Because when they were a Goy, they're not B'nai Bechor Ninu. But maybe Filchus Puravu, since a Goy is Mitzuvah and Puravu, maybe Rash Lakish would agree to Rabbi Yechonon that the children he had before are considered his children. Kamashlo, no. The Rash Lakish says in both cases, they're not considered his children.
Now it's machlokes rishonim that the Rabbi Yochanan says if he had children when he was a goy, and now he's a mizgayer, that we say still is mekayim the mitzvahs per revu. Some rishonim the Torah's mashma even if the children were not mizgayer. Even if the children remain goyim, still lemaisa, like Tosis says a svara, that even though Rabbi Yochanan agrees that there's such a svara of gershin as gaya kakon chenela dummy, but lemaisa he just holds that since he had children when he was a goy, and Bishasi was a goy, there was the inyan of pur revu, so he was mekayim the mitzvah then, so he still has a kima mitzvah even though his children are not mezgayer. However, the Rambam Shitter is no, that the Rabbi Yochanan says he's Mekai Mitzvah's Puravu, that's only if his children are also Mezgayer with him. Now also, that the Gemara says that by Goy de Lav Vnei Nachla Ninu, Shirashi speaks out, not that the Pshat is no Yerush at all. Avada, when a Goy dies, his children Yarshin him. But there's no Inyonim, there's no Chilukim. Like Lamasha, there's no difference between a Bas or a Ben. Whether it's a daughter or a son, they both yashin equally, and the wadin is no din b'chor, v'ye a goy. That's the pshat, ein b'din nachla. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding that samach beis. That samach beis, I'm an aleph near the bottom.
And we're in the middle of the shiloh, the machlokes of Yechner Rosh Lakish, if a goy had children, and then the goy was mezgayer, he's a Jew now, is he still mekayim the mitzvah peru revu or not? With the children that he had before. The Rebbe Yochanan said, yes, he is mekayim, and we spoke out, some machlokes rishonim, if it means the children are also mezgayim, mezgayer also became a Jew, that's the Rambam Shita, whereas the Torah says, no, even if the children were not mezgayer, still the father is mekayim the mitzvah. So now the Gemara says, Eis vei Rebbe Yochanan Rosh Lakish. For Eis see, the Pasuk says, Sholach Baradcho Baladim Ben Baladim Melech Bovel. So you see, it's called his child. You see, it's called the son goes after the father. So Amalei, he answered back, B'yoyson oide kechovim is leichayis. Calls the man that goyim of other rizachis. Nizgayru les luchis. That's what Rosh Lakish says, that there's no chis. That's only after they become a Jew that Gershon is Gai Kakotin Chanela Dummy.
But we're talking about Nizgairu. Let's say the Goy becomes a Jew, less Luchais. And then he like cuts off everything that happened before, and like Rosh Lakish holds, it's like a Kakotin Chanela Dummy. He has nothing to do with what happened before. So therefore, now he's not Makam the Mitzvah Puravu. He's not his children anymore, like. Omar Rav says, Hakil Moedim, both Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish both agree that the Eved by Neved Kanani Shein Lechias. The children that an Eved Kanani has is not called his children, they're not called Chias, they don't go after him. The Yechsev, the Pasuk says, Shvu Lachem Po Yimachamor. Like, stay over here, Avram told Eliezer, stay here with the Chamor. So Darshin Am Hadim Lechamor. By Neved, Neved Kanani is called an Am Hadim Lechamor. It's just like a donkey. Trashi Shvulachem Poy Eliyaz Eved Avram Evi. So you see, like a Eved has a look like a Chamor, and Avada by a Chamor there's no Chiyas. The children don't go after them. Meisvei have a kashra on this. It says Uletziva, that was an Eved. Tziva was Nirashi Eved Kenani Shel Mipeboishes Evi. He was Mipeboishes Eved Kenani. And the pasuk says Uletziva to this Eved Kenani Chameshes Rebonim. He had 15 sons. He had 20 avodim. So see, it's called his sons. It's called he has chias. Omer Rav Acho Bar Yaakov Kfar Kepar Ben Boker. It doesn't really mean it was his children. They miyachas after him. Just means like you say a par Ben Boker, like a young animal. Just means to say they came out of him, but not that there's any din chias. Right? Gemara Yochi. If so, Yochi Nami. Maybe he had the psukim also. What's Uriah by a goy? There's a din chias, because it says Baladon, Ben Baladon. Maybe it's just saying out like an animal, like the son of an animal. So Morin says, Shani Hosom the Yachsinu Bishmayu Uvishmo the Avun. Since the pasuk over here says, Vaisi Sholach Baradcho Baladon, Ben Baladon, it says like the name of the son and the name of the father, it means to say there's a yichus, that the son does go after the father. So we have to come on to the terrace we said before, that when there's still a goy, there is a din chiyas. It's only when he's a mizgayer, when he becomes a Jew, then Rosh Lakish holds, he cuts off all ties. for Ochol Lemeforish. But over here, by an Eved, it does not say the names of the father and the son. For Boy Yisrael, another Teretz is, Yachsinu Beduchto Achriti. The reason why by a Goy, we say the Rizchi is from another Pasik. Another place also it says the Yichus. Be'avun or be'abad Yavun. Another Pasik it says the father and the grandfather's name. The Yachsiv it says, Vayishalchom HaMelech Aso, El Ben Hadad, Ben Tavrimun, Ben Chazyuyon, Melech Aram. The Yashib B'Damesek, he's sitting in Damesek. Lema, to say over. So, Koponim, since it says here the name of the grandfather, the name of the father, Mashmud, there is a din chias by Goyim. His Goyim calls the man, the Goyim, they have a chias. The son goes after the father. We just think, Meshlokesh says though, that after he's Mizgayir, it's nothing. You're right. Itmar would look like this. What about Hoyo Loi Bonim? Let's say a regular Jew, his wife was a Jew, they had children, they had a son and a girl. And now, Umeisu, they died. What's the locha? Are they Mekayim de Mitzvah Puravu or not? Is Rafuni Huamar Kayim Puravu? They were Mekayim de Mitzvah already. Lamaisa, they had children. Either children died, so it's not their fault, but the Mitzvah they did. Reb Yechonin Omar Loikayim. Reb Yechonin says, no, they're not Mekayim de Mitzvah. What's the Svara? That the Muslims see. The mitzvah is that the world has to be populated. So Maisa, if your kids die, the world is not populated now. You don't have a key of the mitzvah anymore. Rav Huna Ramah Kayim. Rav Huna says he's Mekayim the mitzvah. Why? Mishum Drabasi. The Omer Rabasi ain ben David bo at sheyichlo kol neshama shebeguf. That the Mashiach ben David can come until all the neshamas will put on this world that has to be put here. There's such a midah shebeguf. There's an olam called the Guf, and all the neshamas are there. Now the Mashiach can't come till all the neshamas are used up. So the pshat is the chelik of the mitzvah puravu is like you have to make it the neshamas were brought onto this world. So ma'aseh, if you had children, even though they died, la'ma'aseh the neshamas were put on this world. That's also called the kima of the mitzvah puravu. Shenam the pasuk says kiruach melafon nayatif. Masha Ruach, Melefona Yatef, he wraps them around, all the Neshamas have to come down. For Rabbi Yechonin, no, though, Loikayim Pru Ravu. Rabbi Yechonin says, no, he was not Mekayim the Mitzvah Pru Ravu. Per Yevrivya, he wasn't Mekayim. Why? The Pasuk says, Leshevis Yitzorah Binan, that you have to have the world was created, that it should be populated. Violeka, you don't have it anymore. Now that Lamaisi, your kids died, they're not here anymore. So when the kids die, it's like bottle the mitzvah. You don't have a kima of the mitzvah anymore. You have to be yosef in having more children. Meis, we have a kasha. It says aloha.